5 on the play clock. Whedon on second down and 10.5. 1 on the play clock. He got it off. Whedon steps and throws. It's caught. Cameron's got it first down. Up the sideline, down to the 10. Rocked out of bounds by McDonald. And it's first and goal for the Browns. They say he stepped out at the 6.
That's the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, on the call. Whedon to Cameron, the 30-yarder. Nice rebound play for Cameron after having the doink play with the ball kind of bouncing off the face mask and then saved so nicely by Greg Little. And with us now is the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan. And, Jim, what were your biggest takeaways from last night?
Oh, Vic, I thought that the offense was, it was fun to watch, and I thought it was very efficient. And I thought every quarterback was very efficient. There were no drops other than, you know, a couple of like you mentioned there, Jordan Cameron had that ball plunk off of him, and then Greg Little went up and got it. I just thought that, and I liked the defense, how it's always moving around, and I think opposing quarterbacks, and I think certainly those quarterbacks last night for the Rams, had to find out where that pressure was coming, and it was coming from different spots, but it was prevalent. I thought it was always there. I think Mingo really excited me the way I watched him play. He was involved, and he was athletic all over the field every time he was on the field. And imagine his first big play came on special teams when he had a big hit on special teams. And I think that Travis Benjamin's punt return was absolutely electric. So in every area, offense, defense, and even on special teams, and I know we're all concerned about them on special teams in the kicking game and maybe the return game, because of those who have left the team, and can we replace those guys? I thought it was a great, great opening night.
Certainly the special teams were special in this game. And, Jim, one of the things that some of the callers have called up and really noticed is the change in the coaching and just the up-tempo nature. Whedon breaking the huddle, you know, with 13 or 14 seconds left on the play clock. You've seen all these games every single year as the voice of the Browns. How did it feel different, even though it was only the first preseason game, just seeing this staff and how they're running and operating this team on the sideline?
Yeah, I thought so. I'm going to tell you a story about that's completely different, Nathan, about that too, but it leads to your point. Felix Wright is the uniform code guy on the sideline, and he does, you know, the former Browns safety who now works with the NFL, and if a player out in pregame warmups or something like that is out of uniform code, you know, he'll go over and talk to them, and of course, the worst part of that is if the player, you know, does that, then he gets fined, and, you know, some players just continue to do it. He said last night, he told us because of the new rules about thigh pads and things like that, he said that this is the most disciplined Browns team that he has been around since he's been doing this. And he's pretty much been doing this since 1999 when the Browns came back. So that discipline and that attention to detail, you can really lay at the feet of a good coaching staff. And you can see that they're being coached very, very well. I think that they... There wasn't any confusion on the sideline. I mean, you're exactly right. They broke the huddle in time. They weren't looking over there and saying, you know, I can't pick up the call, things like that. The substitution rate was good. I think people knew when they were in, and likewise on the other end of that, people knew when they were out. So I think that it's just a really good coaching staff that's now starting to really, you know, enforce itself on this team, and I think that that's good.
Jim, one of the topics and themes for the day has been competency. And typically what I've observed in teams that are on their way is that when the starters go out and you have the second and third guys go in, that is a steep fall off. In the process of calling this game, did you see that steep fall off or as mental errors, mistakes being made? Or are these guys, the twos and threes, just as competent as the ones?
No, I really thought the twos were really good. Now, I got a little bit worried and, you know, kind of leaning on what you're saying there at the end of the game when they were really young in that secondary. And I thought they had a couple of miscommunications that led to that Radway touchdown when he was wide open, when Kellen Clemens kind of scrambled around. And I thought it got a little dicey at the end with the way that they were playing. But that was very, very deep into the ball game. And they, you know, were playing guys that are really on the way back end of the depth chart. But no, I thought that the offensive line, when the second group went in, and even a little bit deeper after that, I thought that they played very well. I thought that the defensive backs who are in there fighting for jobs right behind guys like Hayden and Owens and Screen, I thought they played pretty well. I thought Bottomoshi played pretty well at safety through most of the night, and I know that's a new position for him. And I really thought the young linebackers got in there and did a good job. And I also thought, you know, the other thing that we've talked about for many years has been drops. And I just was very impressed with how all of them, top to bottom, you know, secured the football and caught the football. And, of course, on the other end of that, the ball was usually placed in a very good spot for them to catch it. So, I mean, I thought across the board they were very, very good.
Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, is joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with Nathan Zagura and Gerard Cherry, ESPN 850 WKNR. And, you know, we talk about Deion Lewis. He's been a topic through this whole training camp, and it's really been, I think, Camp Lewis in many respects, because he's been the guy who's, first of all, gotten the touches, and when he does exciting things. And then he carried that onto the field. I think, Jim, that speaks loudly to not only what we've talked about as far as coaching and what it does to put players in good position, but the fact Deion Lewis is here. This was a guy who was behind LeSean McCoy in Philadelphia, basically overlooked, overshadowed, and a lot of people in Philly felt if he got the opportunity, he could show some good things. The exciting thing for me last night, he showed well, and I think about the compliment he'll be when Trent Richardson's out there.
Absolutely. That's right. I mean, when he's truly playing in his role, I mean, I think that's going to be very good. And I think that, you know, you have to look at this, and this was a Joe Banner move. I was talking to Joe before he came on our pregame show on television last night about Deion Lewis. And, you know, he said that he was intrigued by him when he was in Philadelphia and then made the phone call to them once he came to the Browns and said, hey, what's going on there? And they said, well, you know what, we think we're loaded with running backs and he may become available, and the Browns jumped on that. And I can remember last year when he played against the Browns in the third preseason game, not the opening game, but the preseason game, where Philly really took it to the Browns, and he was all over the field in an Eagles uniform doing what he did in a Browns uniform last night. So, I mean, all in all, that was a terrific pickup for them, and it's going to help them, and it gives them exactly what they need for a guy coming in and spelling Trent Richardson and doing it in a very effective way. He was very exciting. And you know something else? He could have almost busted the kickoff that he took back. There was a real open lane on that. So their special teams and their return game was very good last night, and we'll see if he gets a shot to do that once the regular season begins, because I think he can be pretty dynamic at that.
He is a very dynamic player in space, as Vic likes to talk about his short area quickness and burst. One guy who I thought stood out athletically, and certainly you would hope he would, as the number 6 overall pick, was Barkevius Mingo. You talked about him on special teams, tackled the Rams at the 14-yard line on the very first kickoff of the game, and it really seemed to me like he had a nonstop motor. He can get to the outside. He has a good spin move back to the inside off of that. Two quarterback hits, had a sack that was, you know, negated in terms of the stat sheet when the team took a tripping penalty, but I was very impressed with his ability to seemingly be around the quarterback almost every time he went after the quarterback.
Yeah, he's going to be a tough guy to block. You're right, Nathan. And every play, his motor was going, and he's just so fluid in a lot of things he does, because it just comes so naturally athletic to him that he was just, I thought, thrilling to watch. And, you know, so I think when he comes in there, whether at first it's on a situational type basis, or if he starts to really become part of an every down type player at some point, then I think it's going to be very, very exciting. I think that there was one point in the game where they had Mingo and Sheard and Kruger in the game all at once, and it was very, very, very good.
It was the first team nickel.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, hey, that's more like it. I really thought that was that was fun to watch.
Jim, now there were two major departures from the Cleveland Browns special teams units of last year, that being Josh Cribbs and Phil Dawson. Based upon what you saw last night, are you encouraged that one or the two of those holes have been filled thus far, based upon last night?
Well, I'll tell you this, Gerard. I thought, let's deal with the return game, and Cribbs did all of that. But I thought in the last 2 years, because, you know, he had been banged up a little bit more after doing all of these things for so many years, I thought that he had become a different kind of return guy than he was initially. I mean, he also had gotten bigger. Mm-hmm. And so I think that Josh became more of a physical return guy and a little bit less of a speed guy than he was earlier in his career, when he was, you know, having, you know, those multiple touchdown years and returning earlier on. So I think that last night what we saw, I mean, Benjamin is really pure speed. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, even in that return last year against Kansas City, now there was a lot more cutting and weaving in that one than there was last night. Last night was well blocked, beautifully blocked, and then his speed just took over, and then he just picked up the convoy at the end. So I'm very comfortable with that, and I'm kind of comfortable with the kickoff return, too. I think that they'll find the right guy there. I don't know if it's Bottomosi, and I do believe it might be Deion Lewis. So I'm comfortable with the return game, and I'm not slamming Cribs at all. I'm not there yet with the kicking game because that's how good Dawson was, and I haven't seen really enough of it. I thought Graham was certainly the pro last night. I thought Bogota, you know, was okay and, you know, not that bad even on the 54-yarder. Of course, their guy was sensational. But, I think that's going to be a work in progress.
Jim.
No. That's all right. Jim, thank you so much for joining us and for breaking it down. We got so much more we can talk about with you and on this game. So we will do that, and we will talk to you soon, my friend.
Hey, Vic, can I tell you where I'm going right now?
Where are you going, Jim?
I am going to Liberty Ford to buy my daughter a car.
See, that hookup worked, huh? That little it started with
only
a text.
The hookup, but I you know, they owe it all to Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford. I mean, I'd be driving somewhere else if I didn't listen to
the best commercial.
There it is.
Awesome. Well, joining the club here. I got the F-150 parked outside. Been hauling things for both Nathan and Gerard. They had couches that needed to be moved and other furniture, and it's been great. I love it.
You're trying to haul our positivity out of Berea.
Yeah, they're in touch with reality too. That's another thing. All right, guys, we will. Jim, we'll talk to you and have fun with the new ride. All right,
thanks, Jim.
Jim Donovan, voice of the Browns. Right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More of your calls, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850, ESPN 850 WKNR.